Yeah, my brain is still in it, and I feel awake actually, but my body is a wreck. My legs are my tired.
Feet. My dogs are barking. I thought.
Boy, my dog's barking. Lord. In fact, former intern Max Savage, who's you might hear in the background here. I was asked him as a former intern. It was his duty to carry me to the. I was like, my legs are tired. Carry me, intern.
And I offered a
piggyback ride.
And then I was going to say a price that you refused.
Yeah, that's right.
Not a good
anyway, that's Max.
I feel great.
At one point, I thought to myself, I feel 20 years older than I am. And then I realized that Bob is 20 years older than I am.
So, yeah.
So, it must be 40 years older.
I think that's probably true. What a great day. Today is St. Patrick's Day. We're here at South by Southwest. I'm with Katie Presley and with Stephen Thompson and Robin Hilton and started this day with an Irish band from Dublin called September Girls who have put on the show, but unfortunately I was disappointed by their performance.
I know, every Irish band is supposed to be good on St. Patty's.
But I ended the night at this bar that Robin and I went to earlier, and he'll probably tell you about Edith Crash, but I went back to that same bar. Which had its name is Stephen.
Yes, Stephen F.
There were soft chairs. I had Irish whiskey, and I saw River Wylis.
Ooh, and you were there right after
good.
I was.
Oh, they were so good. A little rosin on the bow for the end of St. Patrick's Day.
I'll start off with. what would I start off? No, I'll say that the best thing I
Mac
saw
hold,
today.
Max, hold
well,
them up.
First of all, just. Get out of the way. I finally saw car seat headrest today, and it was everything I hoped it would be. And I will follow. I really thought at the end of the show, like, maybe I should just drop out and follow these guys around.
During the circus.
I mean, I've got kids, I know, but they'd understand.
You know, at
There's FaceTime.
They're probably
until Dad's
off.
Cell phone plan runs out because he's following this band. But anyway, they were awesome. But the best surprise of the day was Luis Del Mar. These two guys, originally from D.C., relocated to Rockaway Beach and formed this band, Luis Del Mar. I don't even know what to call it. It's rock music, but the songs are so intricately organized and structured that there are all these turns that are surprising in it and all these interesting, weird sounds and effects and textures under it. And the singer guy is just an incredible performer. He got off the stage at one point, and I'm always a little... you know, freaked out when the fourth wall is broken and uncomfortable.
Don't like, look at me.
Oh my God, what's good? Yes, don't look at me. What's
don't ask me to sing.
What's going to happen? And he just prowled around in the audience and it was very intimidating. At one point he laid down on the ground with his arms spread out and he's still singing and he gets back up, he climbs back up on stage. But it was so thrilling to watch, and I'm definitely in our wrap-up show going to play a song by them, Luis Del Mar.
Katie Presley.
Well, I mentioned that you were in Stephen F's right after me, and that ended actually up being one of my big discoveries of the day was who I saw right before you. Her name is Julia Lucille. She's local. She's got a pretty soft, kind of calm voice, but I would call the music behind her like tempestuous. It just felt like a
What's
gathering.
What's the instrumentation?
The gathering storm behind her. I think
Presley,
it's
bring
just,
in the adjective.
That's the one. I think it's just two
T-E-M-P.
Guitars. Oh, got it. Yes. Two guitars. Yeah, I really don't even think there were drums. And if there were, I didn't care because there was a plush couch. Let's see. Another, speaking of respites, I saw Sarah Jarosz at St. David's. Perfect venue there in the sanctuary.
Her voice is a sanctuary.
That she actually said, we find ourselves in many ways in a sanctuary. She was at the Garden and Gun Showcase.
Showcase.
I saw that.
Anyway, she has an album coming out in June, and if these songs are any indication, and they are because they are on it, it's going to be glorious. It's going to be glorious. If you want to hear a banjo,
this just in.
If all the music I heard is any
that she said was
of
on
the music she makes,
this is a very bird happily commentary.
Shut up! It was an extraordinary show. If you want to hear a banjo near peak performance. In its capacity to be played, listen to her music.
Nice.
Fantastic.
I started my day, raced out to see a singer I really liked that I'd heard in preparation for South By, a woman named Shalita Burke. And I knew she was playing at some club I'd barely heard of on 6th Street, like at noon. Race out, like, oh my God, I gotta catch the last few songs. Get in there. There were a couple of women at the bar, like checking their text messages, who then left. And I looked up and realized I was literally the only person in the crowd. And so she finishes one of her songs, and I really like her music. It's very raw and dramatic, and she's completely thrown herself into this performance
for you.
But I don't think she'd looked up and seen me. And so, like, she ends her song, and I just go. And I think that pressured a bartender to clap too. but she was so great, and I wound up talking to her after the set, and I kind of was like, God, I feel, you know, it's a bummer that like no one saw that it was such a good performance. She goes, yeah, you know, she said, I'm having a great time. She said, Monday, I got here Monday, and I just went on the street and started busking. And I brought 100 CDs. I was feeling really ambitious. I brought 100 CDs to sell. I sold 95 of them on Monday.
Wow.
Awesome.
Wow.
Yay, people.
Which in a way also speaks so much about the people who come to South by Southwest. They're here because they love music and support music. That was a great way, I thought, to start the day. And over the course of something like 20 acts that I saw between noon and 2 a.m. I saw a bunch of things I really loved. We talked about the band Toy Guitar.
Yes.
That was my South by Secret Santa for Psy, who I did not see in the crowd.
Oh.
these kind of just big, hooky kind of pop punk songs. And you just looked on the stage and you just saw like a bunch of lifers who were so good at what they do. And I loved all the songs.
Just a note, humanity's good.
That's all. I think the jury's still out on that.
My brain says humanity's good. My feet say to hell with it all.
Speaking of lifers, we saw Loretta Lynn.
Yes.
Were y'all there?
Oh, no.
Sparkly red dress, Fist City, Loretta Lynn.
It was pretty great. And, like, we were standing way in the back. She was at Stubbs. Mm-hmm. We were probably, I don't know, 50, 100 yards. I can't measure distance.
Don't try. It's not a good look.
If you lay your body down, how many times
would
you?
That's right. How many paces?
If you collapse, how many Steven collapses?
Well, that, I will tell you that venue is not a football field length.
Okay, so probably 50 yards. We were in the back. Anyway, she was a speck. And you could immediately tell it was Loretta Lynn.
That's right.
Just from the sparkles and the red and the...
She had a big poofy dress.
Her presence.
Yeah. They had a truck just for the poofy dress, I saw.
That's right.
Speaking of Loretta Lynn, as Loretta Lynn was singing, blocks away, we heard her while we were recording Maren Morris.
Oh.
So Loretta Lynn, when you see the South by Lullaby that goes online in the morning,
God,
you will hear in the background...
Invite us to those again.
Well, you're busy at Loretta Lynn. P.S. Yeah. You'll hear Loretta Lynn in the background of Maren Morris. It was really amazing.
Bob left me at the Edith Crash show to go record that South by Lullaby, which that Edith Crash was... It's this lovely, quiet little venue. We, you know, with plush chairs. We already mentioned that. I get there. I sit down on the very front. It's like a chair placed in the middle, right in front of the stage. It's like, this is amazing. You know what? I'm a little hungry. I think I need to get something to eat. I order something from the bar. And there's no place to put my food. So I'm like, all right, I'll just go back. And nobody's there, right? Mm-hmm. So I grab my food. I go to the back of the bar where there's a little table. I sit down and eat. And as I'm eating my little meal, there's still nobody there. Bob comes in and he sits down in the chair in the front of the room. I'm like, that's my chair. So I come up and I tell him, I'm like, I'm kind of sitting back here, and Bob said, I'm good.
I had a great time.
And also, the other thing that was annoying was that I thought, like, I'd really found something here, right, to see this crash.
Oh, right, you
the
had singer, this great discovery. This
great discovery, Bob shows up, and then, like, 5 minutes after that, Ben Kessler, a friend of ours who's also been on the show, he shows up, and I'm like, I give up. But she was wonderful, and after that, she's a singer from France,
and
one-woman band. Plays a drum set and guitar as she sings.
The Shaky Graves of France, who's a female.
She's wonderfully moody songs. Really, really love her. I hope maybe we'll...
Sounded like a cross between Led Zeppelin 3 and The Cure.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. In fact, when she was warming up, Bob looked at me and thought, Zeppelin? Yeah. Like, it sounded like she was playing something. But after I left them, I went and saw a band called Talisco that's also from France.
Yep.
Three guys, and they sounded like 100 guys on stage playing, you know, just big, joyful music, and they were so animated at the end of it, they were just, sweat was pouring off of them, and you know, and then a mob of people came up to the stage afterwards to greet him and tell him how awesome the show was. Talisco, T-L-I-S-C-O.
Yeah, they're on the Austin 100.
They are, yes, in
but
fact.
Speaking of French acts, actually ended my day with Marina Kay.
Yay.
Who I saw because Katie had recommended her. French pop singer Sia has written songs for,
yep.
or at least a song for.
Oh, wow.
Her.
Okay.
And which is kind of how you know, like, you've got an A-list songwriter behind
right.
you, that you have star power. And she had star power. That voice.
Yeah,
I saw
her. She's 18, but she fills a room.
Yeah, and she played Central Presbyterian Church, and just that voice boomed so purely. She just didn't miss a note, and she kind of stood there, kind of with like a shawl over her, kind of raising her arms dramatically, and with a voice to match. Marina Kay, I really, really liked her a lot.
Good.
So, Secret South by Santa. Has anybody seen their Secret South by
I
Santa?
I will tomorrow. Gallant tomorrow.
Well, I went.
Oh yeah, I want to see.
I went and saw Judah and the Lion today.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Yes, thank you.
Oh, nice. Good
and
pick.
It was very much like eating a big. Like getting a big bag of cookies at Christmas and eating them all, and you get this incredible rush. But the songs didn't stick with me, but I was really happy to be
but
there.
The performance
is great.
Did they get the crowd into it?
Yeah. There were a lot of people. Where are they from? Because people knew the words.
I don't remember.
I assume when that happens, they're Austin-based, but...
I don't think so.
But they're not from Austin.
Yeah.
But there were a lot of people who knew these songs. Then I saw Declan McKenna,
right.
who is the...
Another teenager, right?
Yes, 17-year-old. You know, pretty soon on this show, we are going to talk about the first kid who was born in the year 2000. I mean, here's somebody who was born in 1998,
wow.
right? So we're getting really, really close.
Wow.
Anyway, Declan, super talented songwriter and singer, kind of like Parsi Headrest in the way that you could see the wheels are turning with songwriting. Like, it's just not... First chorus, there's so much going on.
Yeah.
Lots of different styles of music. He's really a talent to watch out for.
Nice.
People might know the song Brazil, which is the one that everybody sang along with at the end, but he's a talent to watch out for.
Great.
Let's see.
Any of you seen Heinz yet?
No,
not
tomorrow.
Yeah, I finally saw them today. I feel like I've been chasing them around the city. So energetic. The crowd loved them.
Spanish band, right?
They are Spanish. They're from Madrid. There are four of them. And they, very simple lyrics. You can't really understand all of them, but they're perfect. they're all energy. And they introduce their set by saying, you know that feeling where you are very excited and very drunk and very hungover at the same time? We are having this.
And you got it.
And it was amazing.
So
yep. You know, tomorrow I hope to see the Regrets mentioned on the preview show. And the lead singer of that band is only 15.
Oh.
So she, in fact, was born after All Songs. She's never known a world without All Songs.
Wow.
Right. Because in the cradle,
right,
they had a little PlayStation or whatever they do.
It's the radio for your computer.
Thank you very much for that.
Hat tip, Bob.
Yeah.
Oh, and I finally saw Bleach today, too.
Great.
I know Katie, you're a fan.
Yeah.
In fact, did the first listen right up for us.
Yeah.
For Bleach.
I wanted to represent our friends back home and saw The Spook School for Otis.
Right.
Just like really spiky Scottish punk pop songs with a real edge to them. They had a song called Burn Masculinity, and I was like, where is Katie Presley?
Oh, man.
how is Katie Presley missing this? They were great. Lars recommended a singer named Dawn. All caps, D-A-W-N, and the A is a triangle. And she worked a big stage. Like, I felt like the room expanded in her presence. She had two nearly shirtless dancers moving in unison behind her at all times.
Wow.
I thought she was really, really
and
cool.
Their names were Bob Boylan. And
Bob Boylan and Robin Hill.
Who was a llama at some point, according to Robin Hill.
And I was the lead singer.
And I saw a singer called Seb DeLisa. She was she's from Holland, but she's got an Iranian background. And talking about dancing, we see so many bands up on stage who, you know, wiggle there a little bit and, you know, maybe shake a little bit or move maybe hardly. Here's a woman who just completely controlled the stage, great electronica behind her, and what happened on stage reminded me of FKA Twigs in the electronica that was going on.
I'm in.
Her dancing.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
it was not quite
as out there.
Sure. That would be something.
Yeah. But it was really great.
Yeah.
It was great to see. I saw a bunch of bands from different countries today, which was quite wonderful.
Yeah, I saw Jambanai from Korea.
Oh, fantastic.
I saw them a few years ago. Anastasia Silkis, our colleague, had recommended them a few years ago, and I just loved them so much when I saw them then that I just thought I would revisit them now. It's like it's like Korean metal, and with just incredible energy, playing playing like really really old like traditional instruments.
Oh yeah,
and still still just completely rocking with utter abandon.
And I went to see Chaos, the one with the sword dancer,
yes.
And they didn't show up. So Chaos, where are you?
Oh, no.
I wrote to them to see if they had like visa problems or something. I was disappointed. I got in a cab to go to some venue far away, and when I got there, it was like an industrial space,
man,
with a fence. And the guy said, "No, no, people keep coming here. They put the wrong address in."
Oh my
that
God.
That was one of my busts. That happens.
Yeah,
it's half by. I wasted an hour and $20 on a cab. Otherwise, it's been a great day.
Onward into the weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, wow.
Now it gets crazy.
Yeah.
Now Southwest can really
yeah.
begin.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks, y'all. Good night.
More to come.